Welcome to Forever a Student Podcast, a podcast where the learning never stops. I'm your host, Aubrey Zorai.
Welcome to today's episode. Just a friendly reminder, make sure to subscribe so you never miss another episode. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about something that a lot of people do most of their life and only realize it later on that they've made a mistake and there's little to no time for them to change. And that is following the crowd. Back in the day, if you're not following what everyone else was doing, you get cast out from the tribe, from whatever group you're in, and most likely you're gonna die, because being alone back then was just a bad sign, you're gonna die. But in today's world, where being alone necessarily doesn't mean you're gonna die, but you can live by yourself without having to be in a certain group of people. And another thing about following the crowd, it leads to mediocre results. Following the crowd, that means you all go and work at the same job, go to the same schools, do the same subjects, especially as students. When you get the chance to choose your subject, most people choose what their friends are doing because they want to be in the same class. And most people are saying, we want to do this and the same thing because someone else said they want to do that. So you have just a bunch of children do the same thing because none of them want to be the different one because people might think it's not cool. And that's something also I want to talk about. The situation of people saying, it's not cool. It's not cool to do this. It's not cool to do that. I've heard that phrase a lot growing up. I've seen my friends tell me, what you're doing, it's not cool. What is the definition of cool to another person? It's not the same definition for you. People have different meanings of cool. If you like to do sports, that's cool for you, than someone who is an academic who thinks books and education is cool to them. We cannot make them do the same thing saying one or the other is not cool. Following the crowd then is that thing of saying this is cool and this is not. And usually when you do that, you all become mediocre. And if you look at life, if everyone followed the crowd, do you think everything we have around us today would exist? The phones you use, the laptops, the cars, everything, the gadgets, the planes, the houses. Do you think that would exist if everyone followed the crowd? Would that exist? I don't think so. Because if you look in history, when Henry Ford invented the first cars, people were like, we don't need this. We got horses, we got donkeys, we got this, what's this? And people of course came saying, this is any danger. What happens if it crashes and burns? And people were doing the same thing. The same thing with the planes, with the Wright brothers. And they're doing their thing like, how would you want to fly like a bird when you can just travel on the road where it's safe and stuff like that? And that's how it was. If those two groups of people decided to say, what these people are saying is right, let me follow what they're saying and not try and branch away from the crowd, all of the things we have today would not exist. Another great example is Apple when they created their first iPhone, the touchscreen. It was unique. It was different. It was the opposite of everything which was in the crowd, the Nokias, the Blackberries. It was exactly the opposite. If they tried and entered the industry the same way like everyone else, they would just become a mediocre carbon copy of maybe Nokia or Blackberry or Motorola which was there. But they just decided to take their own way and go that way. And that's why I'm here to tell you, like, following the crowd will only make you a mediocre carbon copy of whoever you're following. Most of us, I'm sad to say that that's what we're doing right now. We're following our friends, we're following what our parents dream about us to be, we're following what our teachers want, we're following what the media wants, and we're not doing what we really want to do. You will live your life like this until you get to the later stages in your life where you realize that you've been just following what everyone else is doing. You're never original. You're never truly yourself. You never did something that will leave a mark to people like, this person did this. Even if it's not as big as going to space, but something so different from everyone else that people can look at you and say, this person did something different. So the first step you're gonna do is find something you want to do. Doesn't matter if people don't think it's cool, people think it's whack, doesn't matter, just do it. Just go for it and do it. Because you have to express yourself to the max, and that's how you truly live that fulfilling life everyone is always talking about. So open your eyes, open your mind to the possibilities which are around you, and just take that leap of faith into whatever you want to do. Thank you for listening. Make sure to share the podcast with someone you think to hear the message. And please just stop following the crowd.